here, and I'm glad we're focusing on the Health and Human Services budget. But some of the cuts in the budget will directly affect my home state of Wisconsin. There are two health care programs very important in my state: Senior Care, which is the prescription assistance program for Wisconsin seniors, and Badger Care, which is Wisconsin's children's health insurance program. The President's budget appears to cut this as well. I hope this is not the case. There are 108,000 Wisconsin seniors enrolled in Senior Care and 64,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in Badger Care. These programs, I can tell you, because I go to every county every year and hold a town meeting, they're effective, popular, and cheaper than private coverage and other alternatives. So I don't think it makes sense to pull support from these programs. And to follow on that, as I mentioned, 108,000 seniors in Wisconsin are enrolled in the state's prescription assistance program known as Senior Care. Governor Doyle of Wisconsin has a waiver application pending with HHS. Approval of this waiver would allow the program to continue, but the state still has not received a final answer, and the current waiver is set to expire in less than 6 months. Secretary, are you familiar with Wisconsin Senior Care Program and this waiver?
Yes, I am, Senator.
Your budget, request appears to assume that the senior care program, Wisconsin Pharmacy Plus demonstration, will lose its federal funding after FY 2007. Is this the case, and does that signal that HHS will be rejecting the waiver application?
That matter is still being deliberated on. I will tell you that I'm very familiar with this. I've spent had many conversations both in Wisconsin and with Governor Doyle. The senior care waiver was approved at a time when there was no prescription drug benefit. And the issue before HHS will be a question of whether or not, is not whether senior care should be continued or not, it's whether or not federal money will continue to support it. We supported it before because there was no prescription drug benefit. The issue that will be before us now is should we continue to support it, given the fact that there are several hundred thousand members of Wisconsin public that are prescribed on.
Well, I want to check my facts on that, but I believe one waiver was granted after the program was enacted. So I believe that's the case.
And
so
I think we put a waiver into place to help coordinate the integration of Part D and senior care, and we've been working very closely with Governor Doyle to make certain that the coordination was effective. The issue of whether or not the federal government continues to support both plans is a matter that's being deliberated on right now. But we've been very clear with Governor Doyle that we wanted to make Part D work, and he's been very cooperative to make certain that it did.
I appreciate the attention that's being paid to it. It's very important to our state. I take it from your briefings you're aware that senior care costs the federal government less than $617 per participant than what the federal government spends per participant on Medicare Part D, which is $1,174. This program costs the taxpayers less money, and I think it's more popular than Medicare Part D. I can tell you that from my knowledge of Wisconsin. It's what the state of Wisconsin wants. It is budget neutral due to savings generated in Medicaid, and it is the primary source of prescription coverage for over 100,000 seniors in my state. Just want to make it clear that if this waiver extension is denied, it will, in effect, cost this federal government more money while simultaneously dropping seniors from their preferred drug coverage. I think that's a lose-lose situation. To use your excellent phrase, more like an amputation than weight loss. And I think it could be easily remedied if you approve this waiver. So I hope you will seriously consider that. The budget discourages coverage of childless adults under the state's Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP. I'm concerned that this will lead to a policy of not covering any adults with program funds, and my state of Wisconsin covers parents of Medicaid and SCHIP children in addition to pregnant women, and there's good evidence that family-based coverage is better for children and families, and there's no other affordable insurance for these adults. Does the President support states being able to cover these adult populations under SCHIP, and would the administration support states like Wisconsin continuing coverage of adults with SCHIP funds?
We do support a continuation of adults who are currently on the program. We will not be supportive of extending coverage to new adult populations. We believe that CHIP should be focused on its original intent, which is to help lower-income children. And we're enthusiastic about its reauthorization, but we do have the feelings I've expressed.
Secretary, thank you for your testimony and for your attention to these matters.
Thank you.